Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another A Convo with Mo episode. It's your girl Mo Diggs, and I am here with, of course, the hottest of the hottest of the hottest of the hottest of tea by myself. Okay, I promise you guys I'm gonna keep being consistent, and so even if I'm not with the gang, I'm still gonna bring you guys some content. Okay, quarantine is getting a little bit of the best of us, but we still gonna bring you, I'm still gonna bring you the heat, I'm still gonna bring you the tea. And there's been a lot going on since we last chatted last week, and so I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm excited to get into it. Okay, so first things first, thank you guys for sticking with me. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. let's just get into what's going on. Okay, so of course you guys know Tory Lanez put out an album or an EP of some sort in response to Megan Thee Stallion's accusations against him. Obviously, you guys know that there was a shooting. She was shot in her foot a couple months ago. Was it like 2-3 months ago? Was it 2-3? Child, this is why you gotta have your facts up, Joe, okay? But anyways, Tory Lanez addressed the situation with Megan in his raps. You know, he addressed some of the quote-unquote haters. And he also just, I don't even feel like he said that he didn't shoot her. He was just saying, I promise I would never hurt you, which is giving hella abuser vibes, if you get what I'm saying. Because, like, I feel like abusers would literally, like, punch you in the face and in the next breath be like, I love you, I would never do anything to hurt you. And it's like, wait a second, but you did. And so he put out that. The album's called Daystar. I did not listen to it because I refused to give him a play for me. Okay, you're not gonna get a listen for me, sir. No, you're not gonna get my 49-cent play for on each song on from Spotify. No, thank you. But I did get the tea from the Shade Room. You know the vibes. But we gonna try to ban the Shade Room, but that's neither here nor there. I did go listen to some of the clips on the Shade Room just because I wanted to know what was going on. For y'all. It was for y'all. I'm a journalist. I gotta get the tea, y'all. And so, yeah, it was a lot of nothing. And so I did waste a bit of my time because it really was a lot of nothing. Like, it felt like gaslighting. Like, it felt like he was just gaslighting everything that she said. Gaslighting a lot of the people that came to defend her, a lot of the Black women that came to defend her. It was really frustrating. And not only was it just a terrible play, it was also on the day that they announced that the cops that killed Breonna Taylor were not going to be, they were acquitted or they were not going to be charged. And that was also just extremely frustrating because it's like, Black women right now are dealing with a lot. We're grieving the loss of our sister, Breonna Taylor. Not only are we grieving the loss of our sister, Breonna Taylor, we're also frustrated with the fact that the police don't care about us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're dealing with all that. And now you're going to drop an album when nobody asked you to. Like, we didn't really want you to go on live anyways, but we really just wanted you to go on live. Like, we didn't need this whole album. And it just feels like, once again, here's a Black man, you know, getting money, getting profit, getting off on the pain of Black women. And not only just Megan, but also the people, the women who are fighting for her and the women who are behind her. The thing about Tory is, and the thing about hip hop and the thing about Black men in hip hop is that there's no accountability. And if you go to like Tory Lanez's Instagram page and you look at the comments, it's really disheartening because there's so many people that are like in the comments, like, I believe Tory, I believe Tory, I believe Tory. When it's just like literally Cedar Sinai, like the hospital that Megan Thee Stallion went to, literally said like, yes, she was shot like in her foot. She came in for gunshot wounds. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, dang, like, why do we have to like keep, like, why does the second that he put out an album, like, that just erases everything for you guys? Like, that was enough. Like, just because he said he didn't do it or didn't even say, alluded to the fact that he didn't do it, that was enough for you guys. Frustrating. Am I surprised? No. Shocked? Absolutely not. Blown? Yes. But that's that on that, you know, support Meg. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, what if Meg is lying? You know what? If Meg is lying, we'll deal with that then. But right now, we got to surround our sister because something happened to her. It wasn't like nothing happened to her. Something happened to her. And she said that it was Tory Lanez. So, okay, that's where I stand on that. And y'all already know how I get down with that, okay? Now, let's get into this Real Housewives of freaking the White House presidential debate that we had a few days ago. Donald Trump and Joe Biden, you know, had their presidential debate. The election's coming up. You know, last week I told you guys to go vote. And child, I don't even like. Like, it was a mess, y'all. I literally I can't deal with like chaos. Like, you know, I'd be talking about my anxiety. I couldn't watch it because I was getting really overwhelmed because I just felt like I'm watching this because this is like the first election where I'm like, I want to know what's going on, because obviously, like, you know what I'm saying? We're only voting for the lesser evil, but I at least want to know what is the lesser evil talking about. You know what I'm saying? And so this is like the first presidential election that I'm like super tuned in, really trying to know like, what are his policies like? All right, are we voting for Biden? If we are voting for Trump, like, what exactly are you standing with? What exactly are you voting for? You know? And I just felt like I didn't get any of that in this presidential debate. Like, I was so tuned in and I just don't know what they stand for. I don't know anything about nothing. I just know they were throwing little blows. I just know it was a mess. And I felt like even social media, like, was not a safe place that night because it was just a lot of chaos. It felt like it was just a mess. It felt like a reality TV show. And it was very, it was a mess for me. Like, mentally, I was just like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. Another thing that I saw was that, I don't know if you guys know, but apparently, like, Joe Biden has a speech impediment. And it was really frustrating to see, like, everyone on social media talking about how, like, one, Trump was like, you know, like, Joe Biden need to speak up. He need to speak up. And I was just like, dang, like, you know, we always talk about like being nice and just like loving on people and caring about people and being sensitive to what people are going through. And it just felt like in that moment we weren't, you know. And even me, like, personally, like, I'm growing in the sense that I'm like, you know what, I need to be more conscious of what people are going through. And I need to be more sensitive to the fact that just because I'm frustrated in this moment or I'm annoyed with this person in this moment does not mean that I don't need to be frustrated. Like, I don't need to be dragging people. I don't need to be turning up. I don't need to be canceling people immediately just off the strength of what's going on. Unless it's someone like Tory Lanez, unless it's physical domestic abuse, I don't play that. Y'all know I don't play that. I also wanted to talk about, this morning we found out that Chrissy Teigen and John Legend lost their child in pregnancy, and it's so devastating. And I have such like a soft spot in my heart for when people lose a child during pregnancy and have to like announce it to the world. Obviously, like, they're celebrities and they're in the public eye, so it's like, you know, people think it's required, but like, ooh, child, like, this is like, that's like my worst nightmare, you know, like going through however many months of carrying this child in your stomach and to lose them. It's very, like, I can't even imagine the pain. Like, it's just gut wrenching to be on the, like, to be on our side, which is to hear it, let alone imagining what Chrissy Teigen is going through. And so I don't know, like, I'm sure all of my listeners respect people's privacy. I'm sure all of you guys are like, you know what I'm saying, on a better end of the spectrum as far as like what stan culture looks like. But I definitely am like big on just like respecting people's privacy in general. I'm also like, I never like ask people if they're pregnant. Like, I never ask people if, oh, like, you know, oh, you getting a little thick, you glowing, are you pregnant? Like, what's tea? Like, no, like, pregnancy, someone's pregnancy is not tea. Childbirth, like, none of that stuff is tea. Like, don't make it tea. Like, and a lot of these celebrities don't really owe us anything. So for her to have shared that with us, I mean, y'all, don't be asking people if they're pregnant. Don't be asking people when they want to get pregnant. Like, don't be like, stay out of women's wombs, okay? Because it's, you just can't imagine what that feels like, that fear that you're already going through carrying a child in your stomach, and then to have people like scrutinizing and all this stuff. And it's like, I'm even thinking about the fact that I think Chrissy Teigen was just getting dragged on the TL like a couple months ago while she was pregnant. It's just like, y'all, we gotta be nicer, okay? Because we don't know what people are going through. We just got to be nicer. We got to be more empathetic. And I'm talking to myself too, because I could be a little harsh. And y'all know it. I could be really harsh. But we glowing and we growing. And I want to wrap this up with talking about fighting through fear. That's one thing that I'm doing in this season. Like, it's very... Do any of you guys feel like we're just going through the motions? Like, it feels like we're in some cycle. It's such a weird season. And like, a lot of the dreams and aspirations that we have, a lot of times, like, well, in this season, it just feels like they're kind of like on semi-hold. Like, you know, we're pushing through, we're fighting to our goals. But then at the same time, it's like, are we? Like, am I making strides towards this? Like, do I? Because we don't know what tomorrow looks like. And I think one thing that I want to say is that this uncertainty, I think the word is uncertainty. This uncertainty is causing me to just have more hope in Jesus, because the reality is we've never known what tomorrow looks like. But there's always been, there's always been a cycle. There's always been like, okay, we know at least tomorrow, like, you know, we don't think that, you know, a pandemic is coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, but now it's like, oh, there's like things that are happening like every day, like something new is changing. And, you know, there's a lot of fear because we don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. But that's always been there. We've never known what's going to happen tomorrow. So I think it's important in this season to really have hope in Jesus and trust in the fact that he's guiding your life. He does not have plans to harm you. He only has plans to prosper you. You feel me? And he only has plans to be, you know, give you power. You know, fear is not of him. Like, y'all know what that is. But yeah, like, I really want to encourage you guys to, even though like you're fearful and you don't know what's like, push through, just keep pushing through. Like, whatever the goal is, whatever your vision is, whatever you're aspiring to do, don't let the circumstances, like the worldly circumstances, the natural circumstances that you see, hold you back, because there are spiritual circumstances that are working in your favor. There are spiritual circumstances that are pushing you forward. So just keep trusting in Jesus, keep trusting in the Lord. Okay. And it's going to be straight. Okay. Cause I'm telling you, like, I'm like scared. I'm scared. And I am like, I'm comfortable in saying that I'm scared, because I know that it's not through me that I do anything. It's only through God. So in this season, like, acknowledge your fear, but fight through it. Fight through your fear and let God give you the strength. Like, allow God to work through you and get you through right to like where you need to be. Okay. But that's it for this episode, y'all. These are like, I love these little mini episodes. Let me know how y'all feel about them, because maybe when the game comes back, like, I'll do like mini episodes on one day and real episodes on the another day. Really short and sweet, you know, get into it, okay? But that's it for today. That's it. Oh, shout out. That's it for today's episode. Don't forget to follow me at Modigga, as well as the At A Convo With Mo page. Make sure you guys follow at Kingston's Birth. It's Lawrence, and Crown by Grace. That's Lindsay. And that is it, okay? I'm gonna be out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.